Hashem, in Perek Chaval, Pasuk Yud-Gimel, it says, Vayigdal Ish, the man became great, Vayelech Hadol Gadol, and he went, growing more and more, Vayelech, he went, Halach Gadol, growing more and more, Ad Ki Gadol Moed, until he grew a lot. Clearly in the Pasuk, there's a lot of repetition. It says, the man Yitzchak, Vayigdal Ish, the man grew a lot, Vayelech, and he went, Halach Gadol, going and growing, growing a lot, Ad Ki Gadol Moed, until he grew a lot. Very, very repetitious pasuk. Yitzchak became great. He grew a mouth. His extra shyness of halach the gadol until he grew a lot. He grew a lot. What's the pasuk saying? Some of the mafarshim learned that the pasuk is saying how the bracha Hashem gave Yitzchak, and they quote the following pasuk in Mishlei, and it's cannot open in the Torah that it's hinting and saying this word of the pasuk in Mishlei. So I would like to learn a pasuk in Mishlei with you. We'll first say Pashup Pshat, we'll learn this Pasuk in Mishnah together, we'll say Pashup Pshat, and then I want to speak about this Pasuk. This Pasuk is Rizik advice for life, and there's two inyanim that have been in my mind, and I want to speak out through this Pasuk in Mishlei. The Pasuk in Mishlei is as follows. It's in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk in Alef Mishlei. Just before we say the Pasuk, the Derech to learn Mishnah, Victor Miller says he has tapes on Mishlei. I did not hear the tapes, but I heard it. I heard how he says one has to learn Mishlei. He says that one has to learn Mishlei, the mashal, you have to study the mashal and the mashal itself. Normally the mashal is only echetimsa. A lot of times when people say a mashal, you don't study the mashal. It's echetimsa to bring out a point. By Shlomo Melech, the mashal itself is valuable, is a guide for life, and the nimshal is valuable. The mashal itself has value. So let's read the mashal. Perek Yud Gimel, Mishlei Pasuk Aleph. Hain, wealth, may hevel from nothingness, yamayit, gets lost. The kaivitz al yad, one who gathers slowly, yarbo will have a lot. Pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk says, wealth, may hevel, out of nothingness, sudden wealth, yamayit, gets lost. The kaivitz al yad, with somebody who gathers slowly, al yad, little by little, yarbo will have a lot. Some learn al yad means with your hand. Means gathered by word. Others on al-yad means al-yad, means little by little. Kayvitz al-yad, yerb yelavalak. Which means, Shlomo Melech says, when somebody wins a lottery, I once saw an article in the paper on lottery winners. They end up geferlich poor. They end up with problems, they end up in debt, there's like numbers, they end up with a lot of tzaras. They instantly win money, they overspend, they don't add a budget, they don't add a... They end up with a lot of problems. Hain may have wealth from nothing, sudden, instant wealth, you might get lost. People get Yerushas also have a lot of trouble with their wealth. A lot of times people who know, his father builds up a big business, and then when he gets older, retires, he gives it over to the son. The son inherits his big business, he runs it right to the ground. He never worked, he never developed it. The guy who developed it knows how to manage. Hain may have wealth, suddenly you might get lost. It lessens, it starts disappearing. Kaivitz al yad, one who gathers slowly, yarbe, he has a lot. So Zakh refers to a beautiful pshat in the Pasuk Chumash. The Pasuk saying Yitzchak Avinu got wealthy, but it's saying how he got wealthy. Yitzchak Avinu got wealthy is the pshat. The Pasuk saying it's not a bracha to get instant wealth. So the Pasuk's madgish, it's like mamish, it's kamat open in the Pasuk. Vayigdal Ish, he became great, wealthy. But let me explain. Vayelech Hadol L'Gadol, he went growing out Kiyat Gadol until he became big. It was a process, little by little. He became wealthy, all brachas Hashem. But let me explain when it is a bracha that he became wealthy. When it's Vayelech Hadol L'Gadol, he went growing until Gadol Moed. This wealth that Hashem gave him was only given in stages, step by step, al yad. Mamish the Pasuk in Mishlei, that the bracha to have wealth is only when it's little by little by little tzibisla, a little more, a little more. When it's instant wealth, you might gets lost, disappears. That's this beautiful, beautiful Pasuk in Mishlei. There are two things that I've been in my mind that I both want to speak about, and Bashkocha, they're both Mamish, the way the first should learn this Pasuk, which is Kimat a Pasuk in our Parsha. It's a Pasuk in Mishlei, and Kimat a Pasuk in our Parsha. And the two pshatim said, what's the mashal? Remember, it's a mashal. It's only, all of Mishlei is a parable. The mashal itself is valuable to know. That wealth gotten slowly is better than instant wealth. I'm saying it, I hate Bachman buying lottery tickets, just as an aside, not on my mind, not on the toilet. I hate it with a passion. First of all, the Radifa Samaman, if you want money, so go work. The Radifa of Mammon, if you want money, get a job. Get a job. The Radifa of Mammon is Geferluch. It's a terrible, terrible thing, Bachman buying a lottery ticket. You have a mansion, but if you want a job, go work. It's terrible, Radifa Samaman is no good. But instant wealth to begin with is not good for you. So plus this expression, what do you think would be good for you if you do it? Toin may have all your mind, toin out of nothing. Instance, it's not even good for you. Toin may have all your mind, it's a good pasuk to remember. Koivit sal yad, when somebody gathers slowly, it's a bit of yard, but then he has a lot. It's not even good for you if you do it. It's not good for you. But the two pshatim, what is the mashal too? Obviously, Dov Shleimel, besides that's important to know that, but he was, the mashal's important, he also was saying an imshal. What's the imshal? So there's two pshatim in this pasuk. And I want to speak that independently, each pshat. The pshat we're learning right now, instant wealth is bad, and success slowly but surely is good. I want to tell you, when I was, I'm still little, but when I was littler, I used to sit in my room at night, admit things that I should have no business admitting, but it's an old family one. Feel comfortable amongst friends to admit. I would sit in my room at night when I was in high school, and I had svarim in my room, and I was in bed, and I'd look at my svarim, and I would feel badly. There's so many svarim, I don't know that much. I'd look at my svarim, lying in my bed, I had my bed here, and to the right was svarim shelves. I felt badly, I'm such an amaretz. I felt badly. So what I did is I made a seder. I still have the sheets. It didn't last that long. But I started opening svarim. It sounds embarrassing. Too bad, this is what I did. Nice to show you that. I would open svarim and I started learning and writing. Writing down different things. I still have the paper still today as a remembrance to myself for this pasuk. From Hayim may hevel yamai and koyvet sayag yarbe. So what I did was I'd write down, so I'd learn a piece, different svarim, write down the piece, and then I'd learn the next time a different piece, and I'd write it down. And what was the mistake? I did this went on, I have the papers, still today I have the papers, I'm writing over things, it's only on the paper, there's nothing here from that. And the pirish is that we many times feel we have to do a lot suddenly. We want instant success. We want to get everything quick. A bacha said to me in the yeshiva this week, I've heard this count before, that times people in the yeshiva say, I can get in trouble from the yeshiva for this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Abba Pekin. I'll explain later to the yeshiva why he said it. The bacha say that what's going on with the attendance. There are a lot of people who looked at a bacha to be a little embarrassed if his family member comes visit him, the Beis Medrash is not packed. And people make a big thing of this, and I'm not condoning each person should learn and put in a starter. I'm not condoning missing starter. I want to explain something. It's very, very important. The Bachman Yeshiva having massive success, massive learning 2 hours a day. Rome wasn't built in a day, and a human being, Kalachayim, is harder to build than the entire Rome. And people view it, there's a on oneself and for others, people have a perfectionist mentality, all or nothing. And they want everything. If I'm not doing everything, I'm not succeeding. And there's a small-mindedness by mechanchim also, by bachim and mechanchim, where they look at it sometimes. This exists all over. They look at it. They count the numbers. Guys aren't here. I don't know. Each person by person, success for one is not the same as for the other. And nobody instantly is supposed to become a kiveger. Nobody instantly is supposed to. All of a sudden, he learns 12 hours a day. It's not how life works. That's the process. That's Shlomo HaMelech saying, wealth, avada the mashal meant on money, but money is unimportant. When Shlomo HaMelech said, Hayim may hevel yamai, quick wealth is nothing. You lose it. Instant success. Utz biragel of chayte, somebody who jumps is a sinner. It doesn't mean to play basketball, you're a sinner. The Gaon says, Utz biragel of chayte is somebody who springs madrigas. Things all of a sudden, learn all day, you're not being smart. Success is slowly, slowly. Koyveitz al yad. Somebody who gathers little tzubisla, tzubisla. Yarbel, get a lot. little by little, madrega after madrega, the smallest madrega, first makabel himself. He's makbid now, he's a minion, he daven to shminyan. He learns a little, bikvius. Set little gains. The Rishiva's gonna yell at you, don't use this event, figure it on you. But you should do it anyway. Little by tzubislam. Little by little. And don't listen if somebody's screaming about where the numbers are. Each one, I'm not saying that every bachur here is growing. Here, I'm not saying in the yeshiva every bachur is growing. But the general mikuda, I feel this is the model, which is my model for the yeshiva. And don't look at numbers, it's silliness. And don't look at reputation. People are saying, I don't care what anybody's saying. Each one working with himself. Kravitz al yad here, but working with himself little by little. So Tzubislach, he's adding on more with the consistency. And he's growing. You don't know that when I resent, somebody tells me the number's missing. I know the bachur missing in the Beis Mesh, and he's growing. And he may be growing more than you who's complaining. That I'll tell you. I know the bachur missing from the Beis Mesh, and he's growing. Kravitz al yad, somebody who gathers Tzubislach, yerbe, he gets a lot. It's not such definite things. Everybody's supposed to be. It's not, it doesn't work that way. Life doesn't work that way. Kavitz al yad. It's not instant success. Boom. The guy one day was this way, the next day is a kibbeh. It doesn't work that way. Kavitz al yad. Tzubislach. Little success by little success. Now, by the way, the rules of the yeshiva certainly should be at start. I'm not condoning one being lazy with himself. I'm not going to, it has to be real. I was thinking a lot, should I say this? Because you worry people use it as a cap-out. So you can't not say the truth, because sometimes a guy doesn't listen to the truth. It doesn't mean to be a cap-out. It means to think about oneself, and am I growing? Am I getting myself in the right way? Am I adding on? Am I being kovet tzayad? You don't not quote a pasuk initially, because a guy then will do nothing. Be kovet tzayad. Make sure you're gathering. Make sure the person is building up, slowly. Rashi on Mishlei says this beyond the pasuk has to do with Torah. Rashi says, if you think Kalish, it's a stretch. I told my wife this pshat before I saw Rashi. She said, who said you have a right to say it's going with Torah? I said, I have a look around and find the first. I think I have a right to anyway. But my wife kind of like that, so I had to find the Rashi. I had to find the first. So I search, and you got the Matzah. So Rashi says it. Rashi says, when you learn Torah, Rashi has Gir Sasai. Rashi on Mishlei says, somebody who tries to do a lot of learning, bundles and bundles of Torah, you might, she started remenu ma'atmar, he just forgets it. I don't remember one thing I wrote those nights, not one. Because I was strong, I was looking at my sperm, and I was trying to get it all. I don't remember one thing, I just have the papers. Nothing is written here, nothing, zero. Because the instant success, you want to quickly grab all the svarim shells. The Chavetz Chaim used to say, it says in Kriya Shema, Vayudvar me'ela asher eloichim etzav hayoyim. So he said, Vayudvar me'ela, these words. Don't worry, it's a big tire. Don't worry, the guy next to you is piling up svarim. Don't even worry, the guy next to you is learning many more hours a day than you. Don't worry about it. Kavis al yadir, Vayudvar me'ela, these words. Limited the Chavetz Chaim. The words in front of you. Get this pasuk. The next guy's learning Gainim and you're learning a Pasuk Chumash. Al Tadog, don't worry. Kaivet Salyan, a person who gathers little by little Yarbez, a lot. Follow the Pasuk. Please memorize this Pasuk. You're walking along, think about this Pasuk. Hain may hevel yemait. Wealth from nothingness, instant success, gets lost. And Mechanach more demanding your instant success, tell them the Pasuk. Success, wealth, may heavel from mother all of a sudden doesn't last. If I gather slowly, tzubislach, more and more, yarbi yalat. Slowly, tzubislach, and another seder. Focus on it, get it well, a little bit. Yeah, certainly I'm not, again, rules are rules in yeshiva. Don't break any rules away. Best as possible, but keep in mind this pasuk. Don't beat yourself up if you're not learning Yom V'Layla. Don't beat yourself up little by little, tzubislach, and don't even look at others and say, where's Goyim? Each person has to look at himself, kovetz al yad yerbe, that he's growing, that he's adding, that he's on the path. And many bachurim, when you look around, who aren't here are growing. Many men. They're growing. You don't know the things. You don't know what he was last. You don't know what he's adding. But he's working on adding. You don't know. You don't know what each one's adding, which one's working on, where each one's working on. The kravitz al yad, as long as somebody's honest that he is adding yad at the end, it doesn't even make sense. It doesn't make sense how it comes. All of a sudden you find yourself shalaik derech hateva. I remember being in those years looking at the svarim and thinking, I can't even quote a pasuk chumash. The kravitz al yad here, but slowly, just a little bit what's in front of you, learn that say there. It doesn't have to make sense and you're nervous. I had it in a strong way at your age. A person thinks to himself, somebody asked me, Pasuk Chumash, I don't even know the parasha. I don't even know this, I don't even know that. Kaivitz al yad yerba. Little tzibislav, tzibislav, do what's in front of you, get it well. Tzibislav, tzibislav, little by little. That's one shot in this pasuk, I think, is Kaidish Kadosh in this musik. That's one shot. The Malbim has another shot in the pasuk, a totally another shot in the pasuk. And I think it's very relevant to us also. Totally different shot in the pasuk. That shot is al derech Rashi, al derech many mefarshim. The Malbim learns shot that hain, wealth, may hevel from frivolity, yemayit, gets lost. A frivolous person, given millions of dollars, he loses it all. But kayivitz al yad, somebody who gathers more by the work of his hands al yad, yad will get a lot. If he keeps on working, he's kayivitz al yad, he keeps working and is careful, then yad will get a lot. The guy can be wealthy, he says, I have wealth, Baruch Hashem. But may hevel from frivolity, yemayit, he'll lose it all. You're right, he has wealth, but he has frivolity, he loses it all. Kayivitz al yad, but somebody who adds on to his wealth, he keeps working, he's careful, yarba, he'll get a lot. Before we get, remember Mishlei, the way to learn Mishlei, in Mishlei, Gera, Vigdamo, as you study, you study the mashal, and the mashal itself has value. And then afterwards, you can get to the nimshal. So before we get, the Malbim says as to what the nimshal is, but let's first study the mashal. I picture Mike Tyson, and I think of this puzzle, a work mind I have. But I picture Mike Tyson. Here's a guy who won in bouts, probably $100 million, tremendous money, and he has this crazy lifestyle, blowing it like nuts. So, hein, a person may have all the wealth in the world, but all the wealth may hevel from frivolity and mayat, it's all gone. They have these old ball players, the guy made like a lot of money, good back then, they didn't pay as much, they still would pay better than any other job. The guy is living on a park bench somewhere, and they're collecting for the poor, poor guy, like the... Hey, all the wealth in the world may hevel, you think a frivolous guy, you might. It's all gone, he blows it like nothing. You can't even picture how did Tyson spend so much money, I don't even know it's possible. He bought everything his heart desires, he should still have money. Just from his interest, he should have money. Somehow, hey, all the wealth may hevel, you might. From stupidity and frivolity, you might, but it's lessened. It's lessened. That's high level, but kaivitz al yad, somebody who keeps on working, yarbi is a lot. He keeps on working, he keeps on putting in time. I wonder even the person who doesn't lose it. Hain all the wealth may hevel, but the guy who has all the wealth in the world and he has vacations, may hevel his whole life because he has money. You mayat, the value of his money is bunkus. The best thing the guy had going for himself is that he's busy. The best thing in the world, Rabbi is saying, in the world is to be busy. The guy has all the wealth, may hevel, and now what does he do? Reverie Zohar, Tzadik, there it's thrown. Tzadik. It's just, he's a tefillin, he wears tefillin all day, but he's a tefillin yet all day. He's a tefillin all day. She's a hail of years, the Makai of Revovis May Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. He's a Makai of thousands in Eretz Yisrael. He's illegal to be on the radio. They put, I think it's Arutz Sheva, I think that was, I forgot the name of this channel. They put it, the government made it illegal. Because there'd be Makai of thousands of people listening to this channel. So they made it a pirate station. They started broadcasting from a ship. They have all different zashen. I don't know these things work. I don't know if they're broadcasting from a ship. And they try to track him in the middle of the program sometimes. He says, I have to run. I don't know why. He can't get arrested, though. If they catch him in the program, they can shut it down. I don't know the Israeli politics. But he broadcasts. It's a pirate channel. He's not allowed to broadcast. I don't know why he doesn't get arrested. I'm not sure of the raid. But he's in the kind of fact. He speaks and people go running. He's real thing. Now, he used to be the biggest movie actor in Eretz Yisrael. And he became a tzaddik of Eretz Yisrael. He wrote a book, my friends knew Rob. Very intelligent, brilliant. He's a brilliant man. He wrote a book. He describes when he became Frum, what it did to Eretz Yisrael. He said people were devastated. He was the biggest act in Eretz Yisrael. He was the hero of all the fray. He said he pulled up to a red light once, and a guy looked at him and saw it was a very Zohar. And said, he said, this was the feeling everybody had. How can you do this to us, Ari? How can you do this to us, Ari? And he says there that one of the things that made him Frum were vacations. He realized the vacations, when he had time to think, he realized how stupid life was. He needs to be busy. So all the wealth in the world may have if it leads to just vacations. Why does the guy gather wealth so he can retire and sit on the hammock and do nothing? May have if it leads to hevel, yamayit, it's all worth nothing. It's all worth zero. And mashmini koyvitz al yad, the person who gathers to work, who's right to working more and more, yarbis itak has a lot, as in. His work is valuable, he works weiter. Adam mamal yuba, the person is born to work. The work itself is valuable. I quote this from Abbas, as he heard it too many times, I'm not going to quote it from Abbas. But the work itself is valuable, Rabbi Sayyid. The work itself is valuable. Comes the Malvin, that's the Mashal. The Mashal is, Rabbi Sayyid, that Hain, all the wealth from frivolity gets lost, physically gets lost. It physically disappears. Tyson. Allah Ta'ala just disappears, and even just mayhevel, just from the frivolity, it's not worth anything. So the guy is now his time to just do nothing. Kaibitz al yad, the person who keeps on working after his wealth, yarbez, more and more. Zok, the Malvin as in that the nimshal is as follows. That's the mashal. The nimshal is somebody can learn a lot of Torah. He gathers up Torah and learns and learns and learns more and more and more. But then he does things that are not allowed. He watches movies, he looks at a DVD, he looks at this, he's Isaac in the Irish guide. Hiding all the wealth in the world, may hevel, from frivolity and mayat, gets lost, he's ripping up lot tomorrow. Here he's learning, he's steining, he's growing. Supposedly he can become a brighter person, he becomes something. But may hevel from frivolity and mayat, he's ripping up lot tomorrow, he's destroying his wealth. The Malkus says, may Hevel, from all the stupidity, Yemayat, he's ripping up his black Gemara. V'kayvitz al yad, but somebody keeps gathering by work. He protects that, he protects his wealth. He keeps on working, he doesn't relax. I learned Seder, now it's downtime, I could do something stupid. That stupid thing ruins the Seder. You ripped up, you spent time in the Seder, protect it. During the Beinastar, protect your Seder. Hain all the wealth of Seder, may Hevel, from frivolity, Beinester, from the stupid Zach, from being Isaac in the dirty, in reading a dirty publication, a novel that's foreign, brings bad things to his mind, may Hevel, from frivolity, from bad Zach and Yemayat. He loses the Torah words, he's ripping it up, he's not allowed to take effect. But Kaivitz al Yan, somebody who gathers by hand, who keeps on working, then I start his right to make sure I'm dealing with things that are smart, things that don't make me lose my wealth, Yarbe, whole time of the wealth will add up and add up. If you just, it's not enough, Rabbi Sayyid, to have a strategy to make money. You have to have a strategy to retain your money. There's a strategy to make money, you're learning good Siddurim. The guy has to think also how to protect his money. He has to find the right bank to store it, it doesn't get lost. He has to find the right investments to increase his money. He has to put his money in the right places. The guy gathers and learns Seder, stuff about him. But if he then puts his investments in the wrong place and goes to the wrong places, goes to stupid places, now you hevel from those stupid places, you may it. He loses it. That's the two things I want to say from this pasuk. These two ideas. I think this is something that needs a massive chizuk. To speak to Bachram coming Fridays in Yeshiva is like a little bit preaching to the choir. I think all young lighter cover is like preaching to the choir. Maybe the word will spread. I think this is a tremendous chizuk in Yeshiva. It's a tremendous makom of growth. Baruch Hashem, I feel people are listening to the other thing, that growth little by little, tzibisluch by tzibisluch, not beating yourself up because you're not learning Yom HaLayla. Each one, tzibisluch, and some are learning Yom HaLayla. Each one is heading towards the goal of becoming a Torah Dikah person. Very Torah Dikah person. An inspired Torah Dikah person. But to be very careful not to ruin it. Not to ruin it with stupid habits of looking at things you shouldn't be looking at. Looking at all sorts of things that are stupid, and putting yourself in a position, even I'm all having is a VSP or something that's very popular, machine that could have a video. Don't let yourself have access to that. Hain may hevel, all the wealth may hevel from stupidity, from things which are easily, a person shouldn't trust himself. It's not a matter of us trusting you. A person himself shouldn't trust, should be careful of himself. He could slip. Hain, all the wealth is gathered, protect you. He made good investments and it's going to have effect on you, deep effect. I don't see it yet, I don't feel it yet. Hain, it's ayan. Sabisluch, yarbeh. You'll see over time, you'll have a lot. You keep away from the hevel. That's this pasuk. Adkan is this in me. There's another verse that I'm saying, the derech. There's like a din, a misarvel, a gadol. A big person tells you to do something, you don't refuse. So here, besides that, I hold him a big person. I also hold a curse I tell you to Avezi. He says, I love it for the shit every day. And Avezi said last night that I would say this verse this year. Oh, listen anyway. But Avezi said I would say this verse this year, so I'm going to repeat the word. I say it every year, but it's one of my all-time favorite things I learned from my Rebbe right there. So I'm going to say it. I'm not Reb Chaim Shulovitz. It's far, 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 far from being the shulis of Reb Chaim Shulovitz. But Reb Chaim Shulovitz is a good verse. Reb Chaim Shulovitz is to say the same shulis every year. Now, the difference in he and me is he had more to say and chose to say the same shulis. There's differences. But Reb Chaim is to say the same shulis every year. So but word for word, Azoy Veit, that his son is a genius. Reb Meir Shmulovitz is a photographic memory. So somebody said, Reb Chaim said that shmuz last year. It's word for word the same. So Reb Meir said it's not true. There were 8 words different this year. The Meir Shmulovitz said there were 8 words different this year. On a certain shmuz, he says, it's not true. 8 words would change. And he knew the 8 words were different last year than this year. The Kitzur Advarim is, I heard over. The Kitzur Advarim is that somebody complained to him that he says the same shmuz. And Chaim Shmulovitz responded, he said, when you learn the Torah, you also read the same Torah. He said, people who are saying shtus have to say different zachim. Chaim Shmulovitz said. So I'm riding on his coattails, and he's saying Torah. The point he was making was that he has a message he wants to give over, and he feels it's kedai. And for me, if you're hearing Torah than you're hearing from me, I'd rather hear from my Rebbeim. And I have only, I have what I have from my Rebbeim. Baruch Hashem, I have 6 things over. If I had 2 things, I'd give the same thing, 2 things over and over. So I have 6 things, give the same 6 things. But I want to say with my Rebbe, and I think this left an impression on me, clearly enough that I said last year, 2 years, but as he said 3 years ago also I said it. And we'll see if we use the same words, right? Paris of birth, that I think is so divine, it's emes. Need not same word. Right? Paris said like this, right? Paris said, Yaakov Avin Yitzchak, when he wants to tell Esav, to go trap for him, Vayikras Esav b'noi agadol. Yitzchak Avinu calls Esav and he says, Sana kelyecha, kelyecha, take your utensils, kelyecha on your hanging thing, the kashtecha on your bow, and go to the field and capture me things. So right there is, I already gave that gama shamay. Right there is, that what is telyecha? I'm sorry, Rashi is. We get the right there. Rashi, Rebbe first. Rashi says, what's telyecha? What's your hanging thing? Take your hanging thing and try to catch something. Zot Rashi, telyecha, ischarvecha, your sword, shederech lekleisa, which is the style to hang it on your belt. So Yitzchak says to Yaakov, says to Esav, take your hanging thing and go capture me something. So Rashi says, what's your hanging thing? Zav Rashi, your hanging thing is your sword. Because the derech, your sword, to hang on your belt. So earlier I said that the pshat is, he has the following kasha. He wants to know, was Yaakov Avinu Yeshivish? The Veldis Akasha wants to know, did Yaakov Avinu go out with a yarmulke? Well, Chassidim say that Yaakov Avinu grabbed a shtreimel. They say it's by Yetzer Yaakov, and you think he would go without a shtreimel? It's a raya mikan that Yaakov was Chassidish. So I want to know, was Yaakov Avinu Yeshivish? I should say Yitzchak. Was Yitzchak Avinu Yeshivish? How do you hold that? Was Yitzchak Yeshivish? Right. Rav Per told me this week, I spoke to, I had the pleasure of speaking to Rav Per for an hour this week, and he told me a chiddush, he told me from Ritzel Pechtenberg, that even you may go to Olam Haba and you're going to see some non-Yeshivish people also, he said maybe even a lot. Don't tell anybody, that's another point for another time. But was Yitzchak Avinu Yeshivish? So Rav Per said, Mikan min atari Yitzchak was Yeshivish. What did he say to Esav? Take Yenna hanging thing. Yenna the hanging zach over there. Couldn't talk. Take Yenna hanging thing. Tell Yecha, say a sword. Take the sword and check the Yenna hanging thing. There he is. What's he saying? He said Yenna hanging thing. Take your sword and stare and then go catch an animal. Sounds Yeshivish, no? Take Yenna and tell Yecha, the hanging zach over there. Then it hangs out. Take the sword. Say what you mean. Take the sword and do the job. Yaakov, this is, what is he calling it, a hanging thing? So Rav Per told us the Yisoid Gadol, and he told us in Chinuch that kids learn what you value. Parents wonder a lot that their kids not steiging out learning Torah, not the way they feel that they've taught him. They've said over and over you should learn and steig. And I said that the kid sees your value system. The kid watches whenever you talk about somebody who's wealthy, your face lights up. Wealth. Money. You get all excited about wealth. How many... I'm only in the share the beginning of the year. See, a bach in the share, somebody will tell me about a certain bach and they'll say, it's a wealthy home. Yeah, okay. The kids see what you value. They see that you get very excited about wealth. That's very precious to you, wealth. And the kids learn from that which your value system more than what your shmuzim are. You can tell the kid, Heinkes Morgan, learn Torah and I want you to be a Talmud Chacham, Heinkes Morgan. They see how much you light up from Torah, how much you yourself get excited about Torah. You ask any bach in yeshiva wants to learn how to learn. He wants to learn how to learn so when his kid comes home, he can learn with him. Better than learning your kid, learn to have a geshmak in Torah, so not so you can learn your kid. So your kid will know that you have a geshmak in Torah. Much more valuable than learning with him. Learn with him also. But the kid sees your value system. He sees how much you light up wealth. You're like all excited. You speak about people's wealth, about acquiring wealth, about possessions. That he sees your mamish, that's your best. And now the part of the Suda, we have to say to our Torah. You're like Fashlufin, you say like an unenthusiastic way something to our Torah, Hashem. Or at the Shabbos Suda, or it comes Pesach, at the Seder, whatever, each Matzev, you have like, you're barely getting involved in the thing, you're not, without an enthusiasm, getting involved in the Shabbos, and the Parsha, and they don't see the enthusiasm, so they learn that's not Chashuv. They see the enthusiasm, they see it's Chashuv. So Rav Per said in Yaakov, you have to picture that the sword back then, the sword, the ace of the Shasod is like the baseball bat today. And Yaakov Avinu in his, Yitzchak, I'm sorry, keep saying Yaakov, Yitzchak Avinu in his bias didn't want to give it too much of a chashivas. He wanted to teach Esav, and by his words, it wasn't just teaching, that's how Yitzchak lived. The sword was Yana hanging thing, it didn't have a chashivas. It's Yana hanging thing. It was the way of Yitzchak's chinuch, Yitzchak Avinu's chinuch, that it wasn't... Yenna's wealthy, and you light up, Yenna hanging thing. It was the way of Yitzchak expressing to Esav, no chashivas. So when he spoke about it, stop, he didn't light up. He saw the baseball bat. The sword, he didn't light up. Yenna hanging zach, take the hanging zach, taka. Go chef me something. It was the way of expressing it, it doesn't have value. In Asa who falls for the external, who is excited about these things, it was the way of a Yaakov being expressed there, it doesn't have value. Talyecha, you had a hanging thing. It's not valuable, it's not something to get excited about. It's a hanging thing, don't take your hanging thing and do the job. But it's not something that I put extreme value in. It's not something that I look at that this is... That's right, parents told us, and he taught us this important chinuch lesson about in the home knowing to be excited about the right things. And not to express the same excitement about stupid things. Yeah. The Alta Nevaridic said, it says that Esav sees the red stuff, he sees the Adashim, He sees what Yaakov is making, and he says, give me Adam, Adam Azeh, this red stuff. Now, Cain Karshma Edom. So the altar asks, the guys at the Shabbos table just pass the ketchup. So you call him ketchup? Okay, Karshma ketchup. What do you call him his name? He said, pass the red stuff. So they call him red. So I say over every year from the altar in Vardik, I want to say a little bit of different Kanesh this year. On what shot is that he's called Edom, he's called red, based on pass the red stuff. What's the shot that pass the ketchup, therefore the rest is like it's called ketchup? The pirish is as follows. Esav b'tivoy was born red. No neither abaisai is good or bad. No attribute by your essence is good or bad. The word midah means measurement. It depends how you use it. Depends how much of it. Yet Esav b'tivoy is a red. Dovra Melo was red also. Red means he had the teva to be a doer. He was a very aggressive person. He had the midos, a very fiery personality, a very passionate personality. Such a person could be a murderer. Such a person's the teva could do bad zachen. And such a person also has the koyach. He has the koyach to do terrible zachen. Or he has the koyach to do good zachen. He could be the velt's doer. You see a kid fired up and passionate. You have some people who are born more nebi. It's a quiet, calm person. You have another person that's born with passion, born in fiery. He's more, so the guy who says such a person should be a sheikhet. He's a guy who should let out his aggression. Sheikhet, be a sheikhet, a good gizam. The sheikhet you see always is a big, tough guy. He wouldn't be a sheikhet if he'd taken people's heads off. The guy, a lot of the Zia Shaykh is a big, fierce guy. And he's using his kaich, we'll tell you, but tzaddik, he's Eisri Mitzvah, Yoim Balayla. He's a Shaykh, and he lets out his aggression, it's Shehelim manner. The guy says, somebody who has such a teva, his teva is to be a red, say, I should be a Shaykh. It's a guy in the Mishlein. So Esav's born this fiery chukka, and he's called Esav means to do. Esav means made. He's a doer. He's a worker. Because he's a person who can accomplish a lot. Yitzchak and Rivka seen him, somebody who could do a tremendous amount. He's basically called the Baal Koyach. He's called the energy gun. He's the energizer battery. He's also, he's a ready gun. It's like Nigma already. It's like we can already picture all he's going to accomplish. It's a ready gun. Look what a doer. The Nekuda now is called Red Edom, is the pshat that there was a hope, there was always a hope that he would use all his kaychas for Nitzchias. He would use all his kaychas for every need. It could be used to be kainel olam haba. It could be used to do great zachin. But when he chose olam haza, he said, anoich l'holich mamas. He chose Adam, he chose the Red. He chose to give up all his kaychas for olam haza. He chose to give up all the asid. Lama li abachoy, anoich l'holich mamas. And he chose Achri Marein of his eyes saw red. Alpha Nevada that his eyes saw red. And he went into Chitzonius. Saw red, passed the red stuff. And he didn't tract into the implications. The altar says that's why he called it red. Call it what it is, a being. Say instead of pass the ketchup, pass the red stuff. That's the way Esav is. He goes after Mariana. Don't look into Pnimius of things. That's the home shadow here of the Bechayr. What is it worth? It's worth Mitzchias. Olam Haba. I just see what's in front of me. I don't see Olam Haba. He chose just to be external, not to think into things. He chose Olam Haza and Olam Haba. That's what he called Edom. All the hope that he would use these fierce kaychas to be kind of Olam Haba. He would use his midas l'tayv, we give it up. Okay, now he's called Edom. He loses his name, Esav. The name of doing, of accomplishing, now he's just called Red. The red stuff. He's just called ketchup. He's taking all those kaychas, using Olam Haza, it's not going to be destructive. He's not going to use it l'tayv. Al-Kain, if the Torah is Yerid L'Saif, then he's choosing an Olam Hazadik life. He's choosing to be the Katnastik life. Al-Kain Karshma Edom. If we just call him Edom, we call him Red. I want to end, this is irrelevant, it's relevant to every parish in the Torah. Thank you. I want to end like this. We spoke today a little bit about this pasuk of gathering al-yad al-yad slowly. So I would like to speak about the davar b'fuchay of that also. In speaking about working slowly, but I also want to mention that a person should have big asagas. There are a lot of small people out there. A lot of people who satisfy not to be inspired, to have a normal home, that you know, with TV and all the stupidity of the world, and they don't have a tshuka for more. They don't have a tshuka to be an inspired person, to have an inspired bias. So I want to just mention, to end by mentioning that Agam who speak about being kaibitz al yad, but there should also be a mindset of God towards a big point. He should ahead. This is a little bit davar b'fuchay. In his mind, he should think about big asagas. When I say big asagas, about being an inspired person, having a chashuv bias. The Gemara of Baba Kama says a person should be like an avaz, like a goose that looks down, but its mind thinks far. Gemara Baba Kama says, which means that a person should be a person who's looking at this stuff on top of working on one small zach, al yad al yad. But his mind is already, somehow the avaz glances far to make sure it doesn't bump into anything. He walks down, but it also has its sight on where he wants to go. He knows where he's headed. He walks like this, but he also knows where he has to head. He plans out a course to get there. So certainly his kaibitz al yad right now is looking down, this little thing, and he doesn't beat himself up that he's not more. But he's also, his mind is lemerchak. His mind is also thinking about far away. A person should be like this avas. In fact, I can find this. Should be the Gemara today. Does anybody know what Amrit's on? Yeah. Zaptig Mar's Baba Kamat Sadi Bez Mabez. Minah Mil Saddam Mianshi. Where do we know this thing that people say? Shafil V'Ozil Bar Abza, the goose, walks very low. Veinah Metaifi, but its eyes look very far. So where do we know this thing? That it goes shofir v'azil, but its eyes look very far. And he quotes a pasuk where we know it from. It's a pasuk in last week's Haftarah. It's a pasuk in last week's Haftarah. V'heitiv Hashem l'adayni v'zachartas amasecha. Hashem be good to you, remember your maidservant. She wasn't afraid to ask for a lot. So I want to tell you, Pshat Rashi learns one way, it's not the Diyuk that Rashi learns. Could be I once heard it, I don't remember if I heard it. Could be I once heard this Pshat. I don't know if it's my own, I don't remember. But I want, at least saying over a Pshat, that the goose walks low, but its eyes also see far. What's this combination? Of Shafil Basel walking low, but also checking out far. What's this combination? So Rashi learns that a person should be granted you're an anav, but still you shouldn't be afraid to do big things. Your eyes could look far, you can still hope for big things. You should have courage. Hagam, you're an anav, you should also have courage to ask for things. That's a Rashi means. I want to tie in a shot that it's this nekuda. Shafil ba'azil ba'avzad, the geese, the goose, he walks in low, ayinu kaivitz al yad, but say no, but it does a big asadis also. Say now tomorrow, but it also has big dreams, big ideals. It's this combination of kaidus al yad, tzibisla, but also with a big vision. That same nekuda that the person also looks far. That's Tzagam was speaking here about kaidus al yad, but also to focus himself that his goal should be to be an elevated person, not just to be. Don't try to be normal. Don't try to be average. Try to be a normal guy. Try to be somebody, an inspired person. I'm with that, I got the shots.